Watson Hall presents.
You're go for APU shutdown on time.
You're go for deploy.
300 AD, I am.
Recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
Roger the problem.
So now that we've lost any possible audience, where were we?
Yes, that's filtered out.
Good work. Yes, exactly.
We've all headed off to write offensive letters to Nick for being a vivisectionist.
We were there. Well, yeah, anyway, let's move on.
It'll be flaming dogs through your letterbox next.
It's okay, he's a vegetarian, so it doesn't matter what he does to animals. He doesn't eat them.
No, eating them isn't the thing I do.
Don't ask him about the dogging and his terrible misinterpretation of what it means.
I once said that in a concert room. I was like, oh, badgering. Oh, no, we're not badgering him. We're dogging him. And then it was just a quiet moment. Anyway, we have found...
I don't think that's a transitive verb. Sorry, I'll stop.
It certainly...
I dog, you dog.
...transited me into trouble.
It can be because, you know, Ferry fears dog islanders. Okay, fine.
You can dog people.
Yeah. Anyway.
We had found an ice palace. So we got to the bottom of the glacier, found a door.
Is it a palace?
We found a door, and it was sort of a door that just kind of...
We found a door and basically you smashed it.
Well, they're very temporary one-use doors, aren't they? You just push them and they disintegrate. Well,
we're not actually sure it's a door.
Smash.
Based on the fact that we just smashed a hole in it, it may not have been a door.
But it led to a corridor, and you can't have a corridor without a door.
Or an episode of Curry.
So... Then we found, I think it was an elevator shaft?
There's a hole.
We weren't sure quite what it was.
Up, yeah.
And this is clearly some kind of alien, some kind of structure that was constructed, not natural.
And not very well constructed.
Well, no, I think it was actually made really well. But I think it was made with a very, very, very long time ago, with high-tech stuff that has eventually the power has faded.
Could be.
I think it
There's
should have...
in the floor.
Yeah, but I think that would have been a...
Have you been on the Death Star?
What, trying to reach the power switch?
This does have at least one thing in common with the Death Star, a total lack of railings.
Just flip over there and pull the power switch. Are you shitting me?
Presumably they were the first one to displease Lord Vader with the health and safety guy.
Rotating knives, yes. Yeah, I was not going close to the edge of this hole because I'm not convinced that it's stable.
Oh, so there weren't any more doors in the room that we were in?
No, but there's
ways down.
Yeah, that's the thing. I believe you had started experimenting with looking down the holes. I think you may have sent some probes down the holes.
I think I dropped one down. Yeah, we did try the drones, yes. That rings
So, up. Could I assume we entered from the, on this map, east?
And yes.
Yeah, so, that's the glacier there.
Yeah, so you found...
Yeah, the outdoor bit is not to scale. There's more of the outdoor.
There is a planet out there. And this, it turns out, is the thing we came to find. This is the thing that we found on our...
If it's not the thing you came to find, it's certainly an interesting thing.
Well, that's true. We're going to check it out regardless. But
How much air have we got left? and power in the suits and things.
Let's see.
Because we should synchronise chronometers.
Quite a while.
We could enjoy the moment. Can you breathe
right now? We should do this by the book.
In my case,
the book is usually Hitchhikers. But
so basically, the clock starts about 10 minutes ago, and you've got a 10 hour exploration time.
Okay.
Allowing for the return trip taking about as long as the way out, and a 25% safety margin, which is standard operating procedure. So you could stretch it more than 10 hours, but that is what your standard operating procedure says.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're using this time efficiently.
Are we certain that the ship knows precisely where we've gone in? Do we need to put a beacon or anything out there?
Go on.
I was going to say, I've left not exactly a trail of drones, but I've left a couple of drones outside and going in, similar to what we did on the spaceship. Basically, because I'm not convinced that
we're going to get out alive.
Well, either we're going to get out alive, or we're going to be able to send signal.
Come on, let's stay positive. We've got fascinating things to explore.
I mean, quite apart from anything else, even without any weird alien tech effects, standing here, 15 metres into the glacier, down a fairly narrow tunnel, you would not really expect to be able to talk to a ship in orbit with the white ice on top of you.
Yeah.
Surrounded by unknown alloys.
That just makes it worse, yeah. So I think what you had done, you had found this first room with the large hole in the floor.
And the hole goes down past the second, it goes down multiple floors.
Yes.
So it goes up as well, doesn't it? No, it doesn't.
We're at the top.
The ceiling is about 3 metres overhead, and there are four black hemispheres,
That's right.
Over the shaft.
The CNA security camera, yeah.
I think Boots used them too.
Boots did. I used to work at Boots.
Boots in Stafford. I remember those.
That's because I sent that picture of the Tomorrow People and their computer, which was a similar affair.
So basically what you've got so far is 4 metres of shaft without any openings, and then this 3 metre tall hall below that I think you've just been poking at.
Yeah, just examining those... the hemispheres in the ceiling. If I check I can't remember if I checked them with a thermal imager or anything.
They're no warmer than anything else here.
No.
Okay, so it tells us nothing.
Do we have any kind of pokey thing?
I imagine you could
pole, perhaps?
Improvise something.
Dr. Radish.
Please, 3 metre space pole.
I'm imagining just a car aerial at this point.
I was thinking if Dr. Radish stands on Jethro's
shoulders... I am
shoulders,
not that sort of doctor.
What, the sort that can stand on Jethro's shoulders and just prod something?
Exactly. You got it.
I will extend my 3 metre space pole and tap gently one of the hemispheres.
It doesn't crack, so it's probably a bit tougher than the main construction of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It does not sound hollow, it sounds probably solid.
Okay, that's good.
We all know that Dr. Radish is, in fact, a medical genius and concert organist. So,
okay.
And I will now proceed to murder all of you in ironic biblical ways.
Can we get any sense of the type of material it might be based on the noise it makes when you tap it? You know, is it a kind of hard clack? Is it squidgy? Is it?
Closest you would get to is some sort of solid stone or maybe plastic rather than metal or anything soft.
Fine. Make a note of this.
Could be ceramic or a mineral or glass or
anything. My many things, I don't actually have geology or anything like that.
No, I think last
we're going to have to leave these, aren't we?
Last time I...
Well, there is also the difficulty that they're over in a pit of indefinite depth.
Yes.
That is an issue.
And sadly, you did not bring scaffolding with you.
No, but we did bring rope.
We did bring space rope.
And I seem to remember that Mason was holding the rope braced as I kind of went down to... have at least look at the next level.
We were doing something daft like that. I'm just away from the edge, yeah.
Because we brought the... Wait, did we leave the rope that brought us down the glacier?
Yes.
We left that...
Yes, you left a rope be
a lot harder to get up there in a hurry if you had to replace the rope as you did it. And for some reason, one of those quick release ropes that...
That's not going to happen, Roger.
Quick release ropes are, you know, that's fine, you can do that. It's the quick attach way back up at the top that's tricky. You have to play everything in reverse.
It's a space lasso.
We could put pitons in as we abseil down. I mean, that would allow us to climb back up, but we haven't. So let's just concentrate on this. I'll brace myself against the edge of the door opening and...
That is actually a problem. Really, the closest place that you can brace yourself is on the outside door opening.
It's slick.
The door between the corridor and the shaft room retracts. Well, I mean, there's crumbly
bits.
It goes
flush to the wall.
But it continues to be crumbly bits all the way to the wall, yeah.
It's crumbly bits all the way down, boys.
Okay. What's the floor situation like? Is it a proper manufactured floor?
No, it's like
cavey.
Well, probably, but it's certainly flat. But you've been leaving broken footprints as you go.
Okay, so it's like maybe damaged as well.
Well, the other thing I thought it could be is that if the atmosphere had frozen,
there is frost as well.
A very small.
And
atmosphere.
We can just risk it, and if Felix and the doctor, assuming. You are a doctor. Can grab me if I start to slide.
I was going to say, I will assist Mason, because two people... I want to say belaying, and that's the wrong word, but two people...
It is belaying.
No, it's belaying.
Okay, belaying the rope seems safer.
On belay, so why do belay you need on,
a,
all that
why
stuff.
Do you need a pin for that, particularly?
Though you don't also, need if you have a pole that is fractionally longer than 3 metres, that being the width of the outside entrance... you can cross brace it there and just tie something around it as a backstop. So,
don't think we have though, have we? That would support.
We've got
light,
a space pole, haven't we?
It's more of a car aerial sort of pole? Prodder thing.
Is it too flexible to jam across the? Okay.
Very thin and flexible. That's why it's easy to carry.
Okay, and it's monofilament, so you probably don't want to swing against it.
Hey, let's tie this rope on the monofilament bar. Fantastic.
We'll haul the rest of you back up in a minute.
I think you're just going to have to swing through. Do one of your... Gizmo, do one of your... Jethro. Sorry, I was thinking of someone else. Do one of your, your combat rolls into the room.
Like you did in our... Me lower you down gently so as not to stress the environment.
Swing into it. Otherwise you're just dangling in the middle like a piñata.
No, he's not dangling in the middle. I'm not magically extending the rope to the middle. That's not how physics works.
Oh, I see. You're at one side. Okay. I think just swing into it.
Well, the rope is very stupid and it only notices the force of gravity when it was halfway across the pit.
We're not playing bassoon, which actually has a rule for that.
Okay, we continue to lower. Doctor, could you just monitor the spheres in case there's any change in pattern or behaviour as
I'm
we
always having to monitor the spheres. All right, okay, I'll look at the spheres.
Yeah, but this time you're not getting arrested for it. Okay,
was this a moment in the consultation room like that where it went absolutely dead quiet?
Yeah.
Jethro, I think you have actually arrived on that lower level. They're shown as doors. When you look at them, they don't look like obvious doors except in the size and shape. They are very slight indentations in the walls.
Sorry to interrupt. Have we got a video link through to Jethro or not? I'm just trying to remember.
What could we?
We have, right.
Oh, we do anyway. Okay.
I've got a video images, so I could use that if necessary.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine then. So we can see this.
Yeah. And also, I've got various drones and stuff. Anyway, I mean, they're not able to fly.
They're probably not even able to walk it when it's this cold, to be honest. But
you can't hold onto a rope or anything useful.
No, but basically what they will be able to do is just send audio and visual.
Sure.
That's pretty much it with how cold it is.
Yeah, and basically, unless you deliberately turn it off, assume everybody can see the view from your helmet camera.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Doctor.
Hello. I was watching the spheres.
Realised I've got strength 5 and should probably have asked the doctor to hold on to the rope.
I am surprisingly strong for an academic because of the years I spent as a space bum.
Oh.
Would you like me to hold the rope for you?
We don't need to right now, but maybe.
I've got strength 9.
Grab me if I start to slide.
I'm stronger than I am intelligent.
I've got...
If you could measure such things.
See, I have strength 8, so...
Yeah, that is the thing you will notice as you're bracing ropes and so on. While the floor is fairly smooth, it is not slippery.
Excellent. This is good.
Any heat detection from down here? Is it any warmer than it was upstairs?
It's slightly warmer than outside, but that's it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it was inside. What about down on this
level? It is very, very fractionally warmer. Down the shaft than at the top, but we're talking 20.1 Kelvin rather than 20 Kelvin.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so basically...
Just to confirm, you have established that the shaft goes down further. I don't think you've sanded out the depth yet.
Yeah, no, I thought I'd dropped a probe all the way down to the bottom. It's
easy enough if you do want to do that.
You probe mad, you throw them left and right.
I'm just waiting for the werewolf to jump out of the door and destroy Jethro on his little dangly rope.
I was getting leprechaun vibes.
Still sore about that one.
I am still.
Sorry.
I mean, he had it coming, but still.
Yeah,
he didn't see it coming.
Fairly obvious what was about to happen, but you know, that's all right.
I mean, to be fair, Nick. I mean, when the player himself is going, do you know what? He's an arse. I feel that at that point, the NPC is not long for this world.
Yeah,
looks like around 60 meters down altogether. There are openings at lower levels as well, but you can't really get much detail. Right.
We're not going to have enough rope for that.
Oh yeah, 60 metres you can do.
What, plus the... Okay.
It's quite light rope. You probably wouldn't want to climb it hand over hand without gloves, but you have gloves, so...
Yeah, we've got the proper...
And let's face it, in this place, at these temperatures, you wouldn't want to climb it hand over hand without gloves anyway.
No.
Even if it were a ladder.
Doctor, do not try and lick anything.
Is that a 33?
I'm not okay, much of a linguist.
So I have...
Well, wasn't it
Right. we're down... so I'm down, at the very least, on the next next level. And I can see...
Let us call it sub-level 1.
So I can see 8 indentations in the sort of squared off...
Yeah.
So
one in the middle square of each side and one in each cut corner.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're not seeing any markings or colour differences or anything like that.
That is correct.
What's the sort of scale? Are these like 5-foot squares on this map?
1.5 metre squares.
5 feet.
Okay, sorry, yes. Utterly different to 5 feet.
Though actually they are distressingly close, yes.
Yes,
that's probably why travellers chose 1.5 metre.
Okay, yeah, so it's not an incredibly narrow rim, is what I was wondering. It's plenty big enough to stand there comfortably.
No,
are you touching the ground now, Jethro? Did I miss that?
You're not going to fall off it while casually walking around, but if you were doing something else.
But when the whole place starts shaking,
if I'm running for my life, it's a slightly different. But walking around is fine.
Well, you'll be running in a circle for one.
just tell me when you want to be off belay, and then.
So have you touched the ground yet, Jethro?
Yeah. So I'm not. So I'm now on that sort of walkway
around.
On
that lip.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're presumably coming down the eastern side of the shaft, because that's where you could be conveniently lowered. So you could very easily get your boots onto the landing level.
Yeah. Okay. So I basically pull myself along. There's no way to actually tie the rope off here or anything like that, is there?
No, nothing like that. It's all fairly simple blocky shapes.
Until I can see that, you know, the walkway isn't going to give way or anything, I'm going to stay this and you give the word whether you want me to. Mm.
Yeah, so the amount of weight on the rope has probably decreased rather.
Jethro, is it the same all the way down? Or,
Are there more? Doctor.
Yes.
Lovely though it is that you're talking to me through the radio.
Yes.
One, we've all been talking to through the radio all the way.
Oh, yes.
Because there's no atmosphere here. and two...
Well, I think with a bit of background music and maybe, you know, some flamenco dancers...
Yeah, I've been listening quite nicely to the whole time.
It could have sparked a Luton on a wet Saturday night.
Yeah.
Mm. Is this... So I guess what I want to ask, Jethro, is this one of many sub-levels or does the hole just carry on going down?
There are definitely sub-levels, but...
There's more going down. However, what I want to do before that is I want to go and basically poke my finger in a radish sort of way at the door to the east.
Is that of interest? Has anyone seen Tomb of the Cybermen?
Yes.
Curious.
Okay.
Yep.
That was a very pregnant oh yes from Roger there.
Yeah, Bronte, you're GMing. What? You're not supposed to do that.
To be fair, this is exactly how I GM. So
everyone's got a tell.
And it shares an actor with the 1959 Hammer Mummy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the what's his face?
Yeah, yes, him,
the drum. That one,
yeah. The ethnic guy. He was Hammer's go-to ethnic guy, so that's not entirely unfair. Anyway,
you know, most GMs tells is, can you just tell me exactly where you are relative to each other?
And which of you was holding
got to
the
that point yet?
Exactly how far apart? Okay.
Guy with the explosives is the guy that's gone down.
Yes. You have poked deliberately or accidentally a hole in this door. As with the others, it just crumbles very very easily when you get to it. And
I'm glad the floor isn't made of the same stuff.
The floor is made of the same stuff.
It's just thicker.
No, there is an underlayer there of something that is not breaking.
Oh, I asked this last time, didn't I? That's good. Rings a bell, yeah.
Did we do Speedy Gonzales underlayer jokes? Or
no, would you like to see one?
Still time?
I'm very tired. So.
No, okay, we'll need
so
it.
Feel free if you've got the energy.
Listeners can send one in if they like. By which time we'll have utterly forgotten this entire conversation.
What the hell is this we're getting? Not sorry, again. Listener. Back to
Rima,
you.
Rima, underlay.
I didn't think it was Rima. Anyway.
Well, valued Uber listeners will be getting this within 24 hours of the session. The poor suckers.
All right. Come on, Jethro, crack through the room.
Right, so...
what do I see in that east room?
Right. It is mostly an empty room. Let's see if I've got an image somewhere. It's probably easiest if I just hold up the thing on a bit of paper.
Well, except you're very, very small now.
Yeah, you probably need to hang on.
Ooh. Oh, you can click on the
let me click on you
right, icons or
Go down. Oh, okay. I thought it was a person. I was getting Tyranid vibes.
That's a person's size.
Right.
Okay.
So it's some sort of probe droid?
Yeah, something like that.
It's a person's eye.
It's got pointy looking appendages there.
And that's the thing that... Yeah, you are familiar with various sorts of drone and work robots and so on, and generally what you put on work robots is manipulators. This does not appear to have manipulators.
Has it got... What was it? I missed it.
It has three pointy legs.
But okay. This is an ice planet. It could be designed for traction on ice.
I'm going to pinch Shim's joke. It's not that nice.
Right.
Shim's joke. I'm stealing it.
Yeah. It's no good. You can't just assign blame to somebody like that.
No.
No good?
No.
Anyway.
Wow. Tough crowd.
That is the only thing in here.
Okay, so is it moving in any way?
It is not moving at all.
Has its little eye lit up red?
No.
No lights on it at all, no lights. Jethro.
I should say, by the way, you've probably worked this out already, but it is completely dark in here except for the lights you're carrying.
Yeah, very much so.
I think we assumed.
Yeah. Yep, it appears to be entirely inert.
So my thought is, at the moment, I think I want to tie the end of the rope round this, and I'll stay here and you guys pull the rope up.
Do you have any sort of read on what sort of technology it is?
You're looking at it close up when you do that. It looks as if it's basically the same substance as the walls and the floor and the ceiling.
I'll say that.
Okay.
Piled up with frozen stuff, or it's just like a thin layer of frost on everything?
Just a thin layer of frost.
I get the reason is, could there be stuff hidden in the ice? But no, because, okay.
Wood lice, maybe?
Okay.
That also suggests to me... That there wasn't much moisture in the atmosphere to when this place got cold.
Right. Yeah.
You can scrape it up and sample it. It is primarily frozen atmospheric gas.
Okay. Do we want to try and get a sample robot at this stage? That was in one of the rooms.
I've only gone into one room.
Yeah.
Let's check another one and see whether that's what's in all of these, in which case it might give us some information or some ideas as to what this is for. Because if it's got one of these in each one, you would think perhaps that it's some sort of preservation chamber or something.
Does it look, Jethro, does it look like it's functional? Or an outer battery, or is it completely broken?
It doesn't look damaged.
Bloody GMs.
Absolutely.
Is there any obvious...
Burn it now.
Are there any obvious cracks or anything that where it looks like I could open it up in any way, shape or form?
And does it have dried blood on the end of its pointy bits?
Not as far as you can tell.
Look a bit closer, Jethro.
And the legs clearly have joints in them. This obviously isn't meant to be a flexible system. And you could probably get in there. You'd want a toolkit at least. And if it's as fragile as everything else, then even that could be quite parlous.
Anything that looks like a maintenance hatch on the main body?
No.
I thought I agree with Mason. At least make it, if the doors are as fragile as that one, try and make a small hole in some of the other doors and see what's in there.
Okay, let's try the door to the... I'll come out of in here.
Well, just to sum up, because this could be very long and boring otherwise...
Almost like a dungeon.
Three of the rooms have these things in them, one each. The others are completely empty.
Exactly the same type of room, but lacking... Right. So there's nothing in the rooms that we can see that distinguishes them particularly?
That's correct. Nothing like furniture or wall decorations or anything like that.
Nothing like a conduit output or anything like that?
No.
Perhaps some sort of staging ground for maintenance bots, you think?
Well, we don't know what sort of technology we're dealing with, because obviously that was a thought, and I'm now thinking, where are all the things that you would expect to be connecting up, or, you know...
Do they look roughly on our level of tech, these things?
Oh, I think this is beyond...
Well, I mean, you don't know what the material is. You could certainly build a robot that looks like this and would be not entirely without function. Somebody back on Entdecker hopefully says, I think that shaft's a surface-to-space missile launch tube.
Brilliant.
This is something the other party came up with total lack of evidence.
Anyway, our robots.
Yeah. How long can they go without some sort of charge or fuel?
It depends on what they're designed for, but typically
finite,
single-digit hours usually.
Yeah, finite. Okay, so
to create a robot like this, though, that has got no obvious way to sort of repair it or do anything useful with it, I mean, it would require something like Apple to design it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know what they like nowadays. It's very hard to open the crack. I mean, and then the genius comes along with his little widget and cracks it open in seconds.
But basically, I'm trying to think, because if there's apparently no utility-type connections in here, which is the sort of thing you'd expect if it was, you know, a little garage type affair.
Yeah.
You know, you think, oh, you have a recharging point and, you know, maybe, you know, anything else they might need.
The other thing is you could fit a whole lot more robots in here.
Yeah, it isn't a custom built sort of, you know, it's not like the Borg step back into their little holder.
Are they all in the similar position of, like, standby mode, or some of them tipped over, or are they? Do they?
They're all upright. They're all in basically the same posture.
Okay.
Jethro, do you have any?
I want to look underneath. Is there anything like any form of lift or any form of hover capability or anything?
Doesn't look like it. No, you've basically got three leg entries. That's a plus. That leg on the front, whatever that is, presumably a visual sensor.
Is it? Port, look, how big is it?
Sorry, man size, isn't it, roughly?
I mean...
Just over half man size.
Yes.
Could you bring one up, Jethro?
That's what he was planning to do, I think.
But I don't know if we should try that now. What I'm wondering, what I was about to ask, was if you've got any kind of a drone or something with a motion detector or that can keep scanning on this level... So that if you go down to the next level and something starts to activate here,
I'm probably down to single figures of drones, even though I brought quite a few with me, purely and simply because we've had to use quite a few of them to actually get the link back through to our actual craft.
And you did have to carry
Can we spare one? Temporarily.
Oh yeah, very much. I'm planning on leaving one on this level anyway.
Fine. So as long as it can be active to check that one of these things doesn't start coming out of its door.
Well, if you brought it, I mean, if only there were, you know, just a few meters away, some kind of goddamn genius in robotics.
But sadly, we don't have that kind of doctor.
Yes, you do.
No, we don't. Every time we need that kind of doctor,
I am that kind of doctor.
We say you're not.
I am this time.
My concern with this is honestly.
You're the doctor who cried wolf. Oh no, you're not that kind of doctor either.
My concern with that is basically if we brought one up now and then sent Jethro down, if the robot activates and turns out to be dangerous, it's then in prime position to macerate our roboticist.
Felix, did you miss the genius part of the last? I will know what's happening. I will keep things under control. I went to Asimov University. I got a first in, you know, robotic laws.
Getting
they all
to
work
the front
fine.
Of the line in the canteen.
Suppose it is time efficient. If he starts working out now, we've got and a half hours.
Yeah, but we can just take one back to the ship.
My thought is
you know, those, so we don't have to find everything out
about
it here.
Those bunglers near it.
They might, but if it's going to survive the journey, and especially if they might be...
If it doesn't, perhaps we could come back. Get another one.
To some extent, just, I do think it would be up. Worth the just Doctor a having one. A look at one.
Just a little more.
But I'm prepared to be argued.
Can I go down another level and see what's going on down on the next level?
On below?
Yep, no problem. Okay. Well,
okay. So leave it. I'll
again, you've got another 4 metres of shaft, another 3-metre-high room, and it appears to be basically the same layout as this one.
Okay, again, let's see how many, if there are. Now, it's interesting that they had 3 legs and there were 3 of them there.
There are 5 of them on this level, but still only 1 per room.
Another prime number.
Do they have 5 legs?
No, they look basically identical to the ones you saw above. Hmm.
I can't see any obvious difference in type or anything. Can you, Doctor?
They look identical through the grainy footage.
It's merely ultra HD. I mean, how can you live in this?
I know.
Can I see how many levels down it goes?
Go for your lower, a light on a rope or something like that. You can do that easily enough.
I was thinking of lowering a drone, but the principle.
Yeah, well, that has a light and a camera. Yeah. So you've got 4 more spaces like this. Mm-hmm. One below that, which is the same size and shape, but has, you think, fewer doors, just in the corners rather than in the walls. Mm-hmm. And then it goes down another 12 metres from there to what looks like a solid bottom.
Oh, okay. Not bottomless.
And no doors, no obvious...
I said of unknown depth, so not bottomless. I mean, everything is bottomless till you've fallen down it, obviously.
Mm-hmm. But even if it goes all the way through the planet, at some point the bottom becomes the top. So, you know.
Are we slowing down?
To some extent, I wonder if it might not be worth inspecting the lowest level first.
Hmm. That was my thought.
I did wonder, though, do you want it to be below something that could potentially activate and basically between us and him?
It's Jethro. You know? He knows his way out of a tight spot.
If we have to defend or something or act up here and we're all active, I have to let go of the rope.
And it's easier for us to
out.
Drop things.
Ooh. Yeah, okay. It inspects the bottom of the shaft. Mm-hmm. Is there any indication that it might be a lift platform?
It's the same ceramic as the sides of the shaft and the roof and the walls and everything else.
So how did they move up and down then?
Well, there could be other means. Those things might be the only...
energy platforms, I'd have thought, Doctor.
It might be an anti-grav.
These balls at the top, could they have projected some kind of energy ball repulsor lift?
Anti-grav balls?
To mix my space games. But that kind of... anti-grav balls. Oh, preposterous. No. Are they anti-grav balls?
I mean, so they could be. Anything, no, basically. Nobody has any idea how anti-gravity might work, so, you know, the theories are wide open.
What I'm wondering about is
maybe they're
budgie
ropes.
Why are there doors to those cubicle things down there? I'm not quite sure why they seal off if they're just blank rooms.
None of them have had any manipulators, so the things we've seen could not have constructed this thing unless they've got some kind of energy beam thing.
Well, whatever it was, we don't have it, so...
Charisma, eh?
Don't have that either, sir.
Oh, I think that was rather the joke, but well, I actually have special of 12. If you could measure such things.
Although not... I typically prefer to be rather cautious about things, but there is... There is some time pressure, and due to somewhat... I am considering whether we should simply kick in one door on each level and see what's there.
Have you been... colluding with Jethro here.
It is.
A very familiar sort of approach.
It's just, it is rather.
Like dropping a bomb down the
cold way. And boring in here. And,
well, Jethro is in a confusing situation because it is very difficult to call in an artillery strike when you are underground.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing apparently shooting at him. So
you are not think it's big enough, Roger. You just need a lot of artillery.
To be fair, you can do it, but it involves quite intelligent cruise missiles.
Yes, all right. We're standing between the door and the target. So
I'm holding you on a rope. There. Yeah.
In a Space Monster game I ran back in the day, somebody decided to build the ultimate low-altitude cruise missile. The way this worked, you'd be standing on the street and you'd see something, feel something tugging at your trouser leg. You'd say, excuse me, could you tell me the way to West 13th Street? with the large block of plastic explosive on top.
A low velocity cruise missile.
I always remember during the first Gulf War, one of the reporters turning around going, Jesus! In the middle of a broadcast, and he turned around and said, I really apologise, that was very unprofessional of me. However, a cruise missile has just gone straight down the road and turned left. Because they were following the roadmaps of Baghdad and were blowing up various bits of it. I mean, apparently that was mostly because they couldn't upgrade the cruise missiles and they... there was going to be loads of extra work there, being done there, but never mind. Let's not worry about that.
There was a Y2K bug in the Maverick missile firmware, and there was no budget to do the software fix for them. Mm. But if they were expended in service, then that was a different budget, and that is why they used so many of them in the former Yugoslavian Civil War.
A
different budget that always, it covers so many things like, well, that and corruption, like roads to the middle of nowhere and bridges in a field that don't connect to anything.
To be fair,
if we don't spend it, we lose the budget next year.
To be fair, there is a canal bridge over the M6 toll, which at some point will be joined up to.
It's a fingers crossed kind of thing, isn't it? Really?
I know, because the actual canal is running, runs not too far from my house, and it is the Hatherton and, I can't think of where the other end is, but never mind. Anyway, it's the Hatherton and something canal.
Well, then that might be the problem if no one knows where the other end is.
a friend of Chris's was put in a job in Africa, which was basically building a pier in a large inland lake. The previous superintendent having retired due to malaria and gin. And nobody really seemed to know where the funds were, and the usual thing. He got it done, almost on schedule, under budget. And they said, right, all done. And they came and looked at it and said, it's a bit big, isn't it? Well, that's what the plan said. Yeah, that plan was in feet, you've built it in metres.
Spinal Tap situation.
Under budget, you say?
Yep.
That's quite impressive.
Yeah.
Three times bigger.
It's cheaper in metric, you see.
Right.
Don't need so many mathematicians.
Should we send Jethro down to the bottom?
The budget is in decimal, you know.
Okay, let's kick him down.
Right, so what you find at sub-level...
I'm going to go right down to the bottom.
Yeah, so sub-level 7.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is the rope long enough for that? How far down are we talking?
It's 50-odd metres from the surface.
Okay. And we're all just staying up here, are we?
Mm.
Okay. Just checking. I'm not arguing.
I'm not jumping down after it, if that's what you think.
To clarify, you do not see any reason you could not physically hammer pitholes into the wall. I mean, they would go through the crumbly stuff and then into whatever's behind them, but whatever's behind them seems to be reasonably solid.
Never mind that, Roger.
The tunnel is not collapsing behind you or anything.
I'm strongly tempted to do this so I can do something rather than just relaying ideas to Jethro.
But Roger is quite clearly... encouraging us to go down the big hole adventure.
We've got the gum bunny down at the bottom.
I don't like to leave Jethro by himself, and also I've only got strength 5, so I'm not very good at holding a rope.
And you wouldn't want me to take the rope.
Neither am I.
I propose we hammer some pitons into the side, and at least another one of us goes down.
Okay, we can...
We can lower you down, Phoenix.
We can try it.
No, okay, you're not under any sort of time pressure. No need for a skill roll. You can basically set that up.
This is very suspicious behaviour. Right? Mm. Oh yeah, it's no trouble for you all to get to the bottom, really.
As I believe Paul of Cthulhu said, kindest keeper ever.
The Necronomicon, you say?
The unexpurgated edition. Wow.
3D pop-up version.
With an audio book.
4D pop-up version.
With free shotgun.
You'll need it later.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'll help Felix. But how would you get over the lip and down? You're just going to... See what I mean? It's not just like a straight... You've got to go over and back in.
There's no overhang.
No, basically that shaft is the same shaft all the way down. So basically there is a roughly 3 metre walkway around where you guys are.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking it disappears. Oh, I'm with you. Sorry, I don't know why I thought that, but it's just a straight wall down.
It's a straight wall down.
The walkway sticks out rather than the hole sticking in.
Yes, I'm with you. Okay.
Think dumbbells on a bar or something like that.
Oh, well, that means there
is As opposed to dumbbells on a rope.
Okay, that does make sense.
Or a pipe on a rope.
I believe you can still get those.
Yeah. I mean, the one that still amazes me is basically the nodding Pope that they were selling in the Vatican. I Bethan wouldn't let me buy one.
So. In the Vatican?
Yeah, and upon the roof, there's a load of
Pope mobilia.
Pope mobilia and stuff. I mean, this is going back to, I want to say it's von Ratzinger. That's really unfair.
John Paul was the one before him, wasn't he?
No, yeah, because it's von Smallhouse. Ratzinger. Then there was Francis, and then there's this new.
Now we got the new one.
The American.
Yes. He appears to have some ideas, so he probably won't last.
He's already on a collision course with a certain chump. So, and seems to be quite relishing it at the moment. So, which is going to be quite interesting. So you could actually get little nodding popes.
Well, presumably it's infallible, so you could ask it any question. And it would...
Well, this is
but
it.
It'll always answer yes. So that can't be right.
Or he could have waggled his head either way.
Perhaps it wiggled if he said the wrong thing.
So, contraception.
Continue the tax arrangements as they are. Yes.
Right. I'm going to help Felix cramp on his way down to the pitons.
It's basically hand over hand down the rope. And knocking a new spike every so often.
I feel Mason and I should stay here. I do genuinely feel that from a scientific perspective.
Well, I'm staying here from a I'm holding the other end of Jethro's rope perspective.
Well, I'm a backup rope holder, aren't I?
You know, I don't want to entirely trust everything to pitons. When I'm needed down there, I'll come down.
Yes, same here. We can use our grab chutes or whatever. We got any of those?
An excellent suggestion, sir, with just two small drawbacks.
I've been reading too much strontium, don't
Buck Rogers as well.
Billy, Billy. That was an annoying character.
Not that Buck Rogers, the proper one.
Oh, sorry.
the extremely racist cartoon.
Oh, well, that's much better. Yeah,
I didn't say it was better. They had these anti-gravity sort of jump back, which meant that in the Buster Crab, surprisingly boring adaptation, it featured an awful lot of Buck Rogers jumping unconvincingly out of a window.
I thought Buster Crab was Flash Gordon, wasn't he?
He was both.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Very hard to tell the difference, except he jumps out of windows a lot more as Buck Rogers.
Well, Lorraine Williams owned the rights to one. That's
mostly his hat. He had a different hat in Book Rogers.
He had a different hat, yeah. But, I mean, really, as an actor, I think even Buster Crabbe himself would have said he was an Olympic medalist swimmer.
Yeah.
And sadly, I think he died falling over a wastebasket.
That is no way to go.
Which is a shame. He'd retired.
Was it a wastebasket?
It should at least have been a handsome wastebasket or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just something stupid like his office wastebasket. He just tripped over it.
Yeah.
Oh well.
As opposed to Johnny. It was Tarzan. Johnny
Weissmuller,
who still
also
wanked himself to death, didn't he?
Well, yeah, but he still did what I would consider.
I take that back. You can't sue a dead person, can you?
No, they can't sue you.
Oh yes, that's right.
Yeah. I would still consider that he did the most manic stunt ever, which is the dive off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Bloody hell!
Yeah, it's still an
is that
absolute...
how he died?
No, he didn't die. Oh. To be fair, he's a bloody...
No, he didn't die. He's with us tonight.
I think he broke a couple of ribs and stuff, but no, he just an absolutely superb swimmer and diver and just did it.
So he died emptying the dishwasher or whatever, something like that.
He probably did, yeah.
Anyway, back to Jethro.
Probably pissed as a fart.
Whose own death... That was William Holden who... William Holden is the one who's mentioned in that song Tom's Diner, the actor who died while he was drinking. He was no one I had heard of. That was William Holden, fell over, pissed up and smashed his head. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless you have made careful prior arrangements, none of you at this point is drunk. It depends entirely on what's in the water reservoirs in your seats.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's why I'm staying up here where nobody can see me.
Right, okay.
Sorry, you have, as you may have noticed, four doors.
Mm-hmm. So there's a door in each corner.
Yep.
Okay, and we are right down now on the bottom level.
Not right at the bottom, but the shaft doesn't open. It goes about another 12 metres down from here, but there are no further openings.
Oh, okay. And there's nothing extra down in the actual... in the bottom bit at all.
No, you did land a drone down there. It is just more of the same ceramic at the bottom.
Cool, okay, that's fine. Okay, so, as we are by the east door, let us open the door on the east. Oh, it's a corridor.
What?
Oh, look at this. It's a key.
So I can see three of those dimple things, which implies that... There's probably a door.
Yeah, one door to the north, two doors to the south.
Okay.
And the corridor is open at the end.
I will leave a drone in the shaft.
Yeah.
And I will meander along. And that first door on the right, which is going south for me, I will kick that.
That was careless of me.
Spoil that.
Do you know what, Roger? I don't mind. I'm going to check the other one shortly.
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's if he's still alive after what you've seen in the
using the glory hole method of just shoving your finger through and then.
Yes, well,
can we not call it the glory hole?
No, it's
a perfectly valid role.
It is the radish.
No mining involved.
It is the radish unveiling technique.
Glory hole doesn't sound so bad now, does it, Nick?
I will stand at least a couple of metres away from the captain as he does this.
Okay. I feel like maybe we should be down there, Mason.
It was exactly the same when it was on bomb disposal. Oh, finger. No.
All right, we're the backup. We're getting them out in a hurry
if something goes wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I understand.
Okay, so this is...
We're nearer the door.
A mostly featureless room, but... It is full of those robots. And when I say full, I mean absolutely stacked full.
You're talking students in a telephone booth in the 1930s kind of full.
Yeah.
That's pretty full.
Yeah. Mm.
Any? Can I? Okay, let's do a. I'll just do a quick count.
I mean, you can't even see all of them, but you would estimate maybe a couple of hundred.
So several hundred.
Crikey.
In a room.
Can
that
you
is
shut that
three,
door again? You
six,
can't, can you?
Nine,
no. I mean,
roughly 9 meter square.
Stacks of maybe 8 to 10. So.
Mm-hmm. Any lights on down there, Jethro, Phoenix?
No.
No, just robots.
Joe, there's a room with an awful lot of robots.
That doesn't... Well, we can see that. Well, but that doesn't that suggest that they're, you know, in there sort of ready for use, about to deploy. You wouldn't
well, yeah,
expect them
the,
to be
this is actually a thing Jethro can certainly consider. If you were lining these up to be, you know, swarm out and kill people, you would
this
not
would
pack them
swarm
this densely. They would
this
be actually
be
very inefficient in that.
Yeah, no, it'll take a long time to get them back out.
So literally,
it's more
all
story.
We
also, somebody could just throw a grenade in there and take half of them out in that.
That's not a suggestion, Jethro. Clarification. Mm.
No.
That's a suggestion, actually.
More research is indicated.
No, I think, given we've noticed the fragility of this place, I think I'd rather avoid any explosions while I'm down here.
Consider we've got an ice mountain on top of us.
Let's not get an ice mountain on top of us.
Yeah, let's not actually get it to seal off the hole.
It's all this Asbury's pale food.
Jeff, will you keep an eye on those? I'll go and check the next room.
Okay, so you check the one above us.
Mm-hmm.
So to the north.
That's the one. Oh, different shape.
Yeah.
So literally all we found down here so far is... the corridors and robots.
It's
nothing
robots
else.
And gas on the floor.
It's like a robot mausoleum.
But that's just the atmosphere, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is a bit of an odd room. Basically, you've got piles of dust or grit or sand or something like that on the floor.
Is that biological material, Felix?
Wait.
Are they
wait
bodies?
It looks very much like the same crumbles of dust and grit and sand that you've left behind you as you walked on the floor. But these are...
And that appears to have been in there when the door was closed.
He hasn't told us about the dragon on the pile of gold yet. Let's let him finish this.
Okay. I heard something about waist deep, but I couldn't hear what was waist deep.
Waist high piles.
Ah, okay.
They are, I mean, you've got four or five distinct piles in here that haven't merged into each other.
So... objects that have just decayed.
I feel like
and
they may be bodies, Felix.
In a few places, well, I mean, there are some lines of grit between them in a way that makes you think, you know, power cables or pipes or conveyors or something, maybe.
Okay.
But also, there are just in a few places at random, tantalizingly recognizable bits, like, you know, here is half of a flange joint that is obviously meant to connect a pipe to another pipe.
This is like exploring somewhere on Tecamel. Everything is so old that it's just, the moment you open a door, it starts to disintegrate, or, you know, it was like that before you got in.
Here are two flappy semicircles that you can't help thinking butterfly valve. That kind of thing.
Yeah. It might be worth
they appear to be made of the same stuff.
Which is also what the drones are made, the robot things are made of.
Looks like it, yeah.
So it's almost like a plateau.
Did you try touching one of the robots, Jethro?
Yes, because I gave it a good poking.
You did, and that didn't collapse.
Oh, I didn't gather you were poking it. Yeah, it will crumble like the rest.
Oh, okay. So the drone will just crumble into dust almost.
Well, I mean, when you poke it, you make a hole. But if you want to destroy the whole thing, you can.
Yeah. Sorry, I would have done that to the first one, to be honest.
Yep. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, that makes them less of a formidable fighting force.
Unless they need an energy source to stabilize their. Matrix.
Can I think of
hopefully not.
Any kind of substance? Would this be have to be? I don't know. Can I think of any kind of substance that would do that over time? And how long would we be talking if I can? Or is that just too much unknowns?
It's really too much unknowns. I mean, you can think of a lot of things that would behave this way, particularly given the temperature.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just imagine an ancient giant. This could be his collection of unpainted miniatures that he never got round to.
To going to be honest, we're doing tragedy tonight.
I feel like geeks don't die off quickly enough because I keep going around charity shops looking for board games that like very geeky board game, and it's all like I have yet to be in a charity shop. This is never one of that Seen It editions in there. Nothing else. Seen It, the odd Monopoly, never a decent board game.
That's because people go, "Oh, I'm ever so sorry you're dying. Could I actually have your insert name of good game here?"
Sorry, Dad, but can I have your first edition Robo Rally? And so on. Yeah, okay.
Well, the kids aren't interested. It'll end up like every generation. It goes to a house clearance or ends up at the tip.
But that's why I want them to die and so I can get their stuff.
Sorry. Have you considered...
Oh, you're that kind of doctor.
Have you considered...
Is there a way of knowing when they were going to die?
Have you considered banditry?
Yeah. Geek banditry, yeah.
Anyway.
Well, that's it. It's a short step from actually making sure the geeks die when I want them to.
You've just watched Kind Hearts and Coronets. And by just, I mean probably 2 years ago.
About 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I shot an arrow in the air. She fell to ground in Berkeley Square.
I take some samples of the stuff for the doctor to analyse later.
Thank you.
The piles.
Just to make sure it is the same thing. And then we go and have a look at the...
Door number three.
Okay. And that is much like the other room, only it is not full of robots, it is empty.
Any dust on the floor? Though there would have been robots there?
No. As you're getting down there, you can see...
There's no sign of anything here. You know, I'm getting the feeling we should all be down here. Let's take a right turn.
Well, no. Is there anything at the end of that corridor that seems to go past?
Let me just have a look. I think there's a door there.
Let's open that door.
There's a door.
Looks like a door. Feel free to just slide the
Maybe you should split up, guys.
Well, no, at the moment we're just poking our fingers through doors.
The glory hole method, yes.
The radish reveal.
I was only suggesting turning right because that might lead us back to the chamber we started, which would tell us something about the layout.
It would.
Potentially.
Probably does. I'm probably down to about 4 or 5 drones, so it probably is worth just keeping going in a straight line at the moment.
Alright.
Going through that door then?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, let's have a look.
Okay,
what's in that room?
Right, what do we have here? Okay, this is not an empty room. There are shelves in here. They're recognisably shelves. Only really one way to build those. Some of them have crumbled. They are made of the same stuff as you're seeing everywhere else. Some of them have not. On them, particularly on the ones that haven't collapsed, there is stuff that is recognisably equipment. And you may not know what it is, but this is obviously a discrete thing that is here to be used.
Is there anything that looks like it's made of different materials?
Yes. And what you've got here is a lot of fairly simple, if high-tech, tools. You know, hammers, spanners, pry bars, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Cow tools.
And they appear to be made of not this ceramic stuff, but probably some kind of metal. Don't know, really know what.
Okay, so
Nick is muted, by the way. I don't know if that's deliberate.
It's because I'm eating an apple.
Right.
That's not going to meet my internal.
So I'll make a note to have a poke at that when I do the edit.
Do we have...
I was muted. You missed my... they've only got their shelves to blame joke.
Could you just mute yourself again, Nick?
From the robots and the tools we've seen, is any of this matching up to a known tech?
Not really. I mean, mm-hmm. you could say it's a hammer because there are not that many ways to make a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
What you also have here is hexagonal cylinders. They may be half a metre wide and half a metre long. But really what you find yourself thinking of is ingots, because they are the same shape as each other but made of different materials.
But solid.
Solid are different metals as far as you can tell for the most part.
Okay. Might want to take a couple of those for analysis.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to touch a hammer. Does it fall apart?
No.
So, in other words, these are...
So why didn't they build everything else out?
An intact artifact.
Because if you can make everything...
It could be more recent, I suppose.
...out of a far better material, but it has a... shelf life of, a couple of thousand years.
Not thinking far enough ahead, these people. Yeah. If indeed they were people.
Lack of archival quality planning.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, no librarians.
So but they put the all their data on DVD-ROMs.
Old sci-fi paperbacks.
I think we want to take a sample of these and put them back in the corridor shaft. Not in the shaft, but on the footway around the corridor.
Yeah. Ready to be taken.
Conveniently ready to be tripped over, got it.
Yeah,
exactly.
When you're running out in a hurry.
Yeah.
It's only 12 metres down.
And it's a quarter G.
It's only 12 metres down. It's quarter G. We will merely break something
space meters.
And just put a small hole in the in our
bank suits.
Do we know that whatever's down there kind of is solid, though?
Well, down at the bottom of the...
Most things are solid if you hit them fast enough.
Yeah,
that's always a very good point.
Yes, I've dropped... There is a drone at the bottom.
Mm.
Basically, your options for states of materials here are U-lot, vacuum, solid, and liquid helium. And you're not quite cold enough for liquid helium.
No.
Excellent.
Yeah, this is the scary thing. Helium is still a gas at this point.
Come on.
It's just that
either, gas.
Either this is the most boring adventure ever written, and it's Traveller, so I don't discount that as an option, because some of the pre-written stuff wasn't great. Or something down here isn't going to be very nice. And I'm concerned we're running out.
We've been exploratory missions so far.
Maybe we are the real monster.
Well, the real monsters were the friends we made along the way.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Let's keep exploring.
Yeah, so we go through the room with the shelves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll keep going straight for as long as we can.
Yep, that's fair enough. Let's see what we got here.
If only because at that point then, when I actually come to the...
And this...
It's getting a bit out of hand, this, isn't it?
This is...
Is it looking like mining stuff?
Yeah, really it does. For a start, once you're through this door... The walls are solid ice/rock. I mean, the temperature doesn't make a huge difference.
No.
It is clearly mechanically excavated in some way, and there's been no effort made to make it look pretty after that.
Take a few pictures of the, if we can, of what the excavation looks like to try and work out, because I mean, so essentially, if were the robots doing it?
Yeah, was this a mining facility, or on the other hand, was it they got this far and it was abandoned for some reason or stopped?
Okay, these shafts are a lot bigger than the robots, and I mean, presumably a robot could maybe balance on two legs while it hacked about with the third one, but it doesn't seem like the way you design a mining robot.
Yeah.
It all, yeah, a mining robot is just a mining machine that functions as a robot. You would make it to do the job, wouldn't you? And you would, any sufficiently advanced robot like an android, could make another robot.
Yeah.
Could I have, from anybody who wants to try it, a science, biology or chemistry check?
Anybody, eh?
That'll be you then, Doctor.
Let me, I haven't got me dice here.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it has come to the point of actually rolling some dice.
The bollocks and for fuck's sake dice.
Please no bollocks, please no for fuck's sake.
I'm equally skilled at
bollocks,
chemistry or biology, or was it physics or biology or chemistry?
I don't think it's going to make a difference, is it? But it's biology or chemistry.
But it'll give me an idea of what I'm doing. Education,
Indoor edu.
God bless you. That was a bollocks, but I also got a 5. Which gives me a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in total.
So you got 5 bollocks. Okay, got it. Some would say that's over generous.
It's a very tight jetpack. Jetpack? What's the other thing we're standing in? Hot
right.
suit? Wetsuit?
What you're back seeing suit. In this, particularly along the side shafts, the floors are not completely level. They seem to waver up and down a bit. And you reckon that, at least in some cases, that is following a streak of contamination in the ice.
Oh, they were mining out a kind of...
No, they're not mining it. That's the weird thing.
Oh. So it wasn't like a load that they were following?
Well, if it was, this tunnel is far too big for... following this you know, centimetre wide streak of slightly weird
ice.
I see. It is some sort of contamination off the top of your head. Just looking at it, you can't really tell what. You probably want to get it to a lab.
Could we get a closer look? Felix, could you get a closer look at...
Sure.
You see these? Yeah.
I... approach to take a look.
It does not wrap a tentacle around your neck.
Unexpected.
It is still basically ice, but yeah, there's this stuff in it.
What colour stuff?
I will get one of my sample jars and chip off some.
Mm-hmm.
If necessary, go and get one of those hammers we found. Chip some off into the thing and close it very tightly.
Yeah.
So
it's very cold here, not that tightly.
Around this stuff, Roger, or was it, is it just...
Sorry?
I wasn't quite clear. Had the ice melted around this contaminant?
No, this is in the wall of the tunnel.
Okay. And what is it? Is it a solid thing?
It is... think of a frozen slushy. It is ice that is a different colour because something is contaminating it.
Something. I guess my question is, could that look like it could have sprayed as a liquid to get there, or trickled as a liquid, or
from gathering the sample, it suddenly goes deeper into the ice than just the surface.
Oh, interesting.
If it's basically a narrow line that goes through the ice...
It's more of a narrow sheet. I mean, you can see it on one side of one shaft and go around to the next side shaft and you can see the
presumably the whole other side sheet of whatever it is.
Okay.
So how big would that make it? Roughly like...
If it's all 10. The same stuff, it could be, I don't know, 15 metres across and you know, who knows how far into the glacier it goes. But, as I say, about a centimetre thick.
But this isn't something they were mining for, then, by the looks of it.
If you were mining for it, there wouldn't be as much of it left. I mean, it's right there on the walls. You can scrape it off.
Speaking of which, are there, like, obvious... Have they followed some kind of, load of mineral or anything? Are they dug out irregularly, these?
Not obviously. The only bit where it seems different is where it's following this trace, but that trace is not everywhere. It's not in the southern tunnels at all.
All right. Well, we'll have to have a look at that. Thanks, Felix.
Yeah, well, that's the first sign of something...
Different. Anything?
Yeah, something... clearly out of place.
And we haven't seen anything like that. So we saw a big cross section of the glacier as we went down, presumably.
Sorry, how do you mean?
When we went down, you know, we went down the side of this glacier.
No, you went down an ice face that is not part of the glacier to get to the valley in front of the glacier.
Okay.
You were looking at the front face of it.
And did we see anything like that in the front face?
No, but if it's this small, it might not have been obvious.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Fascinating if that's biological material, see it?
Yeah, well...
Obviously, you'll have to spend 6 months in quarantine now, but that's fine.
What a shame. So
I will grab the drones that we've left as we walk back to the corridor, and then we will go south. Do you want to go, Felix?
Yeah, I think if we try and go south from the crossroads...
And see if we go round back to the...
Yeah.
So round the bend. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then we will... we can see that there's a corridor going up, so we will see.
And I assume either the drones or one of you is mapping this out as we go.
Yeah, so one opening to the north that you reckon would line up with the shaft room and five doors to the south.
First things first, we're going to go and actually just double check to make sure that that does line up and that there is...
Know your exits.
Check if it opens, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Lines of escape.
Yep.
Okay.
And then we will go to the door directly south of that and try door number one.
Okay, the middle one.
The middle one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, right. This is a strange one. Well, it's as dark and as cold as everywhere else you've been. But the floor... And this is the only floor you've seen like this except in the mine, is a metal grid, or rather it's a metal lattice work with grid tiles on it. Any of you who has computer skill will recognise raised floor. You can take up one panel, do whatever you need to do underneath, put it back.
And it's metal, not plastic.
It is metal, not plastic.
Degraded. Material,
round the edge of the room and also in a semicircle towards the middle of the room, there is a series of flat octagonal panels.
Oh, as though they should go onto the floor.
No, that... So, in each... Call them spot. You've got three of these panels in a... semicircle sort of arrangement. So edge-to-edge contact, but bent in towards each other.
Okay.
And in the middle of them, there is what your human assumptions want to say is a low stool. It's kind of mushroom-shaped, but you could sit on it without sliding off too easily.
Okay, so any radiation?
No more than usual.
Any difference in heat?
Again, you're about maybe sort of 20.3 when you're down here.
No more than usual for what, would be my follow-up question.
What is your security clearance?
The hell of cellophane.
You're receiving an acceptable amount of radiation for your security clearance.
I would like to approach one of the sets of panels and inspect...
Do not touch it, please. Peter.
I'm not touching it. Mm-hmm. Basically, I'm interested is...
Don't stick your dick in it.
Possible things, you know, it could be some shaped things that are supposed to reflect sound. They could be screens put in an arrangement. I know people who have screens in those arrangements, looking at your riddles.
Organ collectors.
organ collectors. You know, so just try it. What sort of thing is this?
So are these made of metal or are these made of the plastic?
The panels are metal frames with dark, some sort of plastic in them. I mean, yes, could well be screens. The stools are probably some sort of plastic, not the same stuff as everything else is using. Sorry, something I did fail to mention. In the centre of that semicircle, there is a slightly raised dais, on which is a large, flat octagonal frame. Think big table. It's about 3 meters across, which is entirely filled with the same ceramic that you've seen everywhere else.
Okay, this might be some sort of command room, IT office.
Extruder for the plastic.
You could get a sophontology or xenology role within.
Hello.
Doctor, can you make any sense of this?
Well.
I can make a hat or a brooch. Or...
that will be 10 again.
Total.
Ten total.
Okay. You're definitely getting the feeling of command center from this.
Yes, it looks like some sort of command center, perhaps some kind of HQ.
And these octagonal panels are basically interface devices, combination screen, keyboard, whatever.
Is there any way? Is there any power on any of those devices?
No, and we're not touching anything in any way, shape, or form, Doctor.
But I would.
We're recording all this, presumably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Implausible as this probably is, I would like to at least try and gauge where the power or data might be plausibly connecting to. Like, where? What are these screens related to?
There is no sign of cabling, but they are mounted in support structures which are attached to the floor, so...
Yeah, so leading off somewhere, it's not immediately obvious where, but...
And if you wanted to look at floor panels, you might get more information.
We're not going to touch anything for the moment.
On the way back,
We will come back to here.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to the east and try the two doors to the east.
Leave nothing behind us, yeah.
Okay.
Scorched earth policy, very good.
So you got
hard to scorch here, very cold,
or possibly very easy, depending on how sensitive things are. So you got a couple more rooms. The one nearer the corner is stacked full of robots. The one in the middle is empty.
Okay, I do wonder why they've gone into that. It's almost like an iRobot thing of, you know, why do they all huddle, why do they huddle together?
Well, I guess it's storeroom rather than... How many robots were they getting through?
Yeah, maybe you have a lot of spare robots lying around, you know, your parents are visiting, you just want to cram them somewhere.
Did any of them have different manipulators or anything, or were they all...
No, they're all basically the same. And they're not in the exact same posture, but they all appear to be the same model.
Yeah, sort of pointy legs.
Mm-hmm. You know. So not at all useful for mining. Mm. Maybe Jethro, pre-Jethro's been here and they're all his probes.
I mean, Doctor, you might be... I mean, considering the anthropomorphic tendencies of human robot building, you know, you might be able to derive something about the creators from these.
The fact that there are three screens...
Yes.
Does imply that it's some form of...
All is three. Yes, could be. Yes, good point. And
also from that, Roger, from those screen things, and let's assume that mushroom thing is kind of like somewhere, is a stool. Have we got any ideas, a rough idea of height?
If it's a human body plan, then lower than human.
Yeah.
How big, you know, are these something like a stool that a biped of roughly our size might sit on, or are they more like a couch that's some kind of centaur might lie on?
It would be a low stool for you.
Yeah. But it is more stool than couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, and you might also assume some sort of directionality on the basis that these are essentially a front hemisphere of screens rather than all the way around.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Okay.
Also, you know, visual senses of...
Well, any, visible screens. Anything resembling biological material at all? Nothing really, is there?
Well, no. I would have thought, to be honest, Doctor, anything biological would be in dust.
Well, it may be. We have some samples of that, I suppose. But yes, okay.
Okay, so let's go now then. Staying on this bottom corridor, but going west.
Mm-hmm.
Go west, young man.
Room number four, please.
Would this place wouldn't have... It wouldn't have required any power to keep it in this sort of state. It would have just appeared like this. I guess what I'm saying is, would it have filled with, like, frost and snow otherwise? Is there something repelling it, or is this just the sort of state
all the
you
doors
would expect
were shut.
It to be in?
Well, there was a door shut, wasn't there?
So. Yeah.
Okay.
This would have taken thousands of years to have cooled down to this level.
Also bear in mind it's vacuum outside. It's quite a low energy world in general. There's not a lot of insulation to create weather effects or anything like that. Yeah. So you don't get a lot of anything drifting about the place.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
Right.
Will do the radish reveal then on those two doors.
Yeah. Well, one of these rooms is empty, but the one towards the end is not.
Uh-oh.
The floor of this room is bare metal.
Though
the walls and ceiling are still the same, the usual stuff. In the middle of it, there is a 2 meter wide hexagonal hole in the metal.
Mm-hmm.
And
2 meter wide?
Yeah. And there is a hole going down.
And we see, does it look like it is going down in a shaft, or is it more like a hole that something is cut into the stone and ice?
Is there anything above it?
There is nothing above it. It looks... Sorry, I'm not sure I understand the distinction. Could you rephrase that?
So does this look more like a shaft like the one we came down, which is clearly artificial in nature, or more like the mining tunnels we looked at where someone has been cutting into stone?
Well, that is also clearly artificial in nature. It has not been lined.
That's really what I'm getting at.
It is a cylindrical hole, raw rock facing, and it goes down... You can shine a light down. It goes down more than 10 metres is all you can really say on a casual glance.
Signs of similar mining tools to the previous one?
Might well be. Not exactly the same size, but the same sort of marks, yes.
Right, so not a totally different technique, like it's been, you know, cut through with lasers on one of them and the other's been dwarfs with...
Indeed.
You know, toffee hammers.
Have we got any spare ropes? Because, I mean, obviously, if we've got a spare rope, I can lower one of the drones down.
You might have another 20 metres worth of rope.
Okay, so let's say I'll lower the drone down 20 metres. What can it see from at the bottom?
More of the same. There is no bottom in sight.
Okay, so it's at least 30 metres down. Yeah, okay, fine. To be honest, make a note of it. There is no way, shape or form either myself or Felix are doing anything towards this. Mm-hmm. The one thought that occurs to me, though I'm not sure how much it would work, is something like geothermal, but there isn't in...
Is this obviously, what, world hot enough, I mean, for that?
Well, no, but geothermal
not now.
Just... No, but it might have been. And my other thought is, you know, you can actually get geothermal quite well, you know, say between minus 150 and minus 100 Kelvin.
It's the temperature differential that matters.
It's the differential that matters, isn't it? So,
okay. Looking around the hole, you know, if this was used for something, I'd expect there might be some dust piles that represent machinery that it was connected to or used for in some way. Is there anything like that?
No.
Thinking of that other room where we did see piles of possible cables and so on.
Yeah, nothing like that.
I mean, it could have been that it's something that, I don't know. Just, the fact that they're standard rooms is odd.
I mean, yeah, you know, maybe there's just sort of official room size they're conforming to.
What else is it?
Well, there's no reason why you wouldn't have a standard room, is there?
And you may have something to do with their morphology, whatever it was that built them. We usually have square rooms.
I mean, to be fair, a hexagonal like this, not hexagonal,
you can tessellate that kind of thing, can't you?
Octagonal, yeah.
Or don't you need a diamond shape as well to tessellate these properly?
You do.
Not that that matters, but if you want to fill space efficiently, these octagons aren't necessarily the best way of doing it.
No, hex is the best, isn't it? Hence curves.
It's very strange to me as I play games with younger people who have clearly not spent their teenage years living on hex grids. I cannot immediately work out just by eye the most efficient route from A to B.
I came late to the hex
party.
It was a solved like a problem. Nobody used square grids because everyone had agreed hexes were better, and then all of a sudden
the D&D
it
came
flipped. And it's what? At what point did you suddenly think that if you go in a diagonal, it should be like 1.5 times as far?
Was it not just because they could easily get squared paper? I always assumed it was simply that.
You could get hex paper reasonably easily.
To be fair, if you have rectangular buildings and you want them to line up with the grid...
The one drawback of...
Yes, which I don't personally regard as a major thing, but apparently some people do.
Hmm. As a person who occasionally tries to make things that are buildings on hex grids, yes.
I would think that was a bit of a drawback. I have struggled with that.
Everything is at 30 degrees to everything else.
No, what you do, you make the building, then you put the grid over the top at the end.
Well, that's hard when you're doing it on a hex
just
paper.
Just line it up with the...
Yeah, but you don't do that. You remember the Modern Age game we played?
Yeah.
I took an existing architectural plan from a site that basically sells you a plan for a house that your local builders will put up on your empty lot. And I put a hex grid over it. It wasn't hard.
No. Worked rather well, I should see in trouble.
Anyway.
Right, anyway, shall we...
Listen to his grognard, Shim. I'm young like you. I understand.
What absolute bullshit.
I'm not 50 yet.
He's enjoying every minute of being below 50.
We're all below 50 here on this world.
I saw a post earlier that said some 26-year-olds were actually born in 1999, which was only 5 years ago.
Yep. Well, I mean, the 1980s was only 15, so yeah.
Mm.
Well, you know, we're soon going to have nostalgia for the noughties.
Fuck no.
It only really hits me as a problem when I'm looking at stuff like, you know, 1920s music, as I tend to do a lot, and I keep thinking about the early 60s revival of that kind of trad jazz stuff and how far back that was from them compared to how far back the early 60s is from now.
Yes.
So effectively what I should be doing, you know, is it would be me looking at the 1980s stuff, and that's not... No.
Sadly, it struck me.
Nobody
when
needs
Back to
a
the
revival
future,
of Khajiit Gugu.
We were further away from Back to the Future than Marty travelled back.
Yeah.
That's not right, is it?
No. So, we were exploring an underground complex.
Well, it beats the absurdity. So keen.
Come on.
Sorry, right. Tim, carry on.
We can do this. Sorry, my alarm just went off, which I still have an alarm which goes off at 9:20 to remind me to touch
it. I will say, Tim, pot, kettle, black calling. We are, 18 sessions into the lady. But continue.
This is session 20 of this game.
50?
20.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But not of this bit of the scenario.
Yeah.
No. These discrete scenarios.
Yeah.
So which way do you want to go from here?
We want to... let us go left, gentlemen. Let us go west.
On that bottom corridor.
Go west.
Yeah, along the corridor. Yeah, we proceed. Until we hit the edge of the map. That was easy.
Or walk off the edge of the map.
So there is a corridor opening about halfway up on the west that on the east mm-hmm. that probably lead you back to the middle, or at least you would assume so.
Right, mm-hmm. let's do that first.
And yeah, secure the exit.
Before you get to there, there is a door to the left, which looks a bit weird.
Which looks a bit weird, did you say?
Yeah.
In what way does it look weird?
All the other doors you've seen. Well, that depends on how you interpret it. All the other doors you've seen have been basically, you know, a 3mm indentation into the wall, not even obvious unless you look at them, but you've got an angle looking for them. This is not. It is...
metal?
It's metal. It's a... similar to the shape of the shaft. It's basically a tall rectangle with the corners cut off. And there is a... sticking out of it, there is a three-spoked wheel that looks to you remarkably like an open-the-hatch sort of wheel.
The wheel of a BMX.
they had the BMX apocalypse. Okay, the rare but most tragic of all the apocalypses.
Ah, dear. BMX... Oh, that was the other thing. With you guys watching Condor Man... The site that came out in the same year was BMX Bandits.
Oh my god. I know as well.
Because I saw them both in the cinema.
Amazing.
So.
Oliver Reed and Condor Man.
Yeah. My goodness, that man would take any job,
do anything. He would. Pay for the beer.
He is phoning it in a bit, I must say.
But he's Oliver Reed for a museum, which is still way above many actors.
I mean,
I still look, it's still, like I say, still one of my favourite films, but I watched it.
It's not a good film.
But it isn't a good film, but it's a great film.
I can say it's a favourite. To call it a masterpiece.
I mean, Tron isn't a good film, but that's a favourite of mine, you know. In many ways, it's a very poor film.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know why they keep doing Tron sequels. None of them have done any good in the box office. I don't know why they think they're going to do that.
Tax Dog? Anyway. Merchandising?
No.
Merchandising, I suspect. Anyway, let's go and see if we can get
this one. Looks like it might be good. We'd better cast Jared Leto in it. Sure failure. Sorry,
right.
Carry on.
Let's go round the bend and make sure that we're going to go back to that door before we do anything else. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you do have a corridor leading back to the
So we go all the way back. Right, we will check this corridor first.
Which is this corridor, sorry.
The corridor... The one we've just opened, the two rooms to the south of it.
Okay.
And then the room to the north.
Yeah. So it is a matching plan. The two rooms to the south are both empty. The room to the north, you do have more piles of dust, though in a completely different arrangement to the other room like this.
These are bodies or something.
I mean, they very possibly are. I mean, you know, you think about it. This could have been, you know, if
there's a lot of variation in size if they're bodies.
Okay, all right. They're not.
Maybe some of them are piles of bodies.
And some of them look surprisingly like pipes. And
well, in this room, you don't have the connections between the piles the way you did on the other side.
Okay.
Oh.
So, I mean, the other one could have been hydroponics or something like that, or some form of filtration system, anything really. Right. Okay. So, we go back to the corridor to the west. We go north on it. We're going to leave that. Spoked door and just quickly explore around.
Yeah, see what
scope out all the ones where we can do the radish reveal.
Okay,
I mostly want to know the layout of the corridors before.
There are a lot of doors along here. Shall I reveal those?
Yeah, please. Yeah, we're just gonna poke holes and do stuff like that. Oh, hello.
So you haven't seen rooms like this before?
No.
They're still octagonal, though.
Yeah, but much smaller. About 4.5 meters long for the main body of it, and then another meter and a half for the entryway. None of these have robots in them. Uh-huh. They are completely empty.
Any dust at the bottom?
No, actually, sorry, a slight correction. These are actually rounded. So effectively, the entrance room is a cylinder, then you've got a cone flaring out, then a cylinder for the main body, and then a cone flaring back to the back wall.
Okay. Oh, almost like a cocoon type thing.
But something quite large.
Yeah, that's kind of my feel. Is that
that's not an encouraging.
But, well, there's nothing cocooned in there right now.
No.
So.
Okay, so we carry on and...
Yeah, see, we want to see what's down here to maximise the amount of time we've got available to study it.
Okay, this is another slightly different room. So again, you've got piles of dust, but there are fewer of them, and they are more widely separated. Some of them have not completely collapsed, and you get the impression that they are basically inclined planes, about a metre and a half long. About a 30-degree angle. Or you could call it a wedge or a shape, piece of cheese kind of shape.
Okay. Inclined towards the entrance?
No, if anything, they're inclined towards the middle, towards each other. What there also is, and I don't want you to blame me for not telling you about this, is a crack in the north wall.
It's an angry war machine.
It's what? A crack where?
A crack in the north wall where the ice seems to have squeezed in. A little bit.
Is that in all of them?
No, just in this individual large room.
Can you check if that looks like the same sort of ice as outside, folks, or whether it's...
To a visual inspection, yes.
Right, it doesn't look like it's perhaps some sort of hydraulic system or coolant or something. It looks
like a breach.
Roughly like the regular ice. Okay, so that's probably from outside then. That's interesting.
Yeah. What there also is here, you haven't seen anywhere else, is what frankly look like dead plants.
Whoa, something biological. Felix.
Hang on.
Quite small.
How come that survived in a way we can tell?
That's very interesting.
Is this in fact not very old at all, but they just built it out of something like the, you know, oh yes, compact disc.
They've been sold
the ones. And it turns out it self-destructs in 2 years when they did the first one. Yeah,
it was only
six
months
old. Is the whole
thing
made out of shitty plastic?
Quite possible.
Right.
That's fascinating. Brilliant. Well, if it's perfectly frozen, it would be preserved. But it's not frozen within the ice, then.
These are dotted about the room.
Just shriveled up plant material.
I think try and get some pictures, slowly approaching between pictures.
Is that an egg,
to maximise?
You just pop your head into it.
Trying to maximise how much, you know, get the best quality stuff we can in case they crumble when I touch them.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm not doing yet. Just take some photos, slowly approach.
Yep.
Jethro, just keep your head on a swivel, would you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Before you do that, we're going to double check to make sure that the route to the south is actually takes us back to the
good plan.
So it is another door, but yes, it does.
Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, like I say, we'll radish the doors.
Yeah. Let's open those doors so we know.
I think Nick would really prefer it to be called a glory hole approach.
I've changed my mind. Yeah. Can we?
Mm.
It's the radish reveal.
But on that note, we should leave it for this week.
Yeah.
Thank you, Roger.
We'll all have forgotten about the radish reveal by next week.
Of course, we will.
Yeah. So basically, we're
up the creek.
We're about to poke a plant.
A long dead plant.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Take over the world.
Oh, you know the official anthem of the Space Marines.
Oh, all right. Cheers.
See you next time.
Cheers all. See you all next week.
Cheers. Bye,
everybody.
Goodbye.